This is the Digital Nomad Quest podcast with Sharon Sung, teaching people how to build passive income, become financially free, and design their best lives. Hey guys, it's Sharon from Digital Nomad Quest, and today we're going to talk about 8 ways to find out-of-state rental properties to invest in. If you guys are new to this channel, welcome. I'm all about teaching y'all how to build passive income, become financially free, and design your best lives. So if you guys are interested in that, make sure to subscribe and hit the bell button to be notified of my latest videos. So let's just get right into it. So a lot of people have been asking on TikTok, like, how do you find all these rental properties to invest in? How do you find these deals, right? So, you know, they looked at my fourplex that cost $175,000. They looked at my single family home that I purchased at $23,000. And they're like, how the hell are you getting these properties? So number one, you can find these deals through your agent. So you're going to talk to different real estate agents and you're going to try to get them as your buyer's agent. So these buyer's agents are going to be able to send you different deals that they get from their connection. They're also going to be able to peruse the MLS and let you know different deals that come up that fit your criteria. So these agents will usually ask you, you know, what are you looking for? What's your price range? And you usually want to find an agent that works with investors so they already know what types of properties that you're looking for in order to cash flow. So for example, my fourplex was actually through an agent. The agent sent me the deal and then I was interested in it. But the deal was actually still on the MLS, which is what I'm going to talk about next. So number two, you can find deals on the MLS. The MLS is the multiple listing service. The agent has their own sort of database for that, but you can find it through Zillow.com, Realtor.com, Redfin.com, Trulia.com. All these sites are considered the MLS. My fourplex was actually already listed on the MLS. It wasn't an off-market deal. So it's not true to say that you can only find deals if they're not on the MLS. You can still find good cash flowing properties on the MLS. Next, you can look on BiggerPockets. So actually my single family home that I purchased at such a low price, I found it through BiggerPockets. I basically contacted this wholesaler who had this deal. I was able to negotiate with him and then purchase this property, but it was all through BiggerPockets. So make sure to check out BiggerPockets.com. It's a great resource for investors and it's good for anyone in real estate trying to network with people and try to, you know, find information through forums and things like that. Number four, you can also look on Craigslist. Sometimes I browse through Craigslist just to see if there are any properties on sale. I know that it's a little bit sketchier, but people are definitely offering things on there. You can definitely hit them up. I have messaged people through it. I was actually looking for land one time, and Sean and I even met with someone who was selling that piece of land. It was like a $4,000 piece of land, and we were thinking about buying it, but we ended up realizing if we were to build on it, it'd be too difficult. It would cost too much, so we decided not to. So it is still a place to purchase land or purchase property. Number five, you can look on Roofstock. So I've been on this site before, but I've never purchased anything on it. They're essentially building their own investment like marketplace, and some of them are exclusive only to Roofstock. So if you were to find it there and it has that, it basically means that it's not going to be on MLS or any other service. So it might be worthwhile to check on Roofstock. Number six, you might want to go to meetups. So during COVID, right, you're not going to want to go out there, but you might want to attend some virtual meetups to network with agents, wholesalers, investors. Once you get ingrained in those communities, they're going to be passing along deals and you're going to be finding them left and right. So it's good to get on these people's lists and get all their deals and see if it's one that's worthwhile for you. Number seven, there are auctions. So there's a site called auction.com. I know Sean has purchased something from there, but I've also heard that they're kind of sketchy. So you might want to look out for that. But also, if you check my interview with Vitali, who's purchased over 51 rentals, he actually purchased one of his first few properties through an auction, which was actually an in-person auction. So there are in-person auctions out there where you might want to purchase properties that way. I've never done this, but I could see how you could possibly get a really good deal just doing that. Number eight, you can do direct mail marketing and cold calling, which I feel like is, you know, your later step where if you're really serious about it and you're trying to find more and more deals, this is one way to get directly to the homeowner and see if they're willing to sell their house. This might be uncomfortable for people and direct mail marketing might cost more money. So it might be a thing that you do after you scale up. Some people just do it right away. I'm more risk averse. I want to make sure I have everything in place before I start doing stuff like that. But this is one way that a lot of people get their deals.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps our podcast grow. And thanks again. I'll see you guys in the next one.